This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah. We've completed Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, Hilchos Sefer Torah Shematzah Batos. And listen to yesterday's share about the story that happened in our neighborhood and the great saga of the Sefer Torah that they found a mistake in. That's just to get you to listen to the shir. Okay. Anyway, but it was an interesting story. Okay. Siman Kuf Mem Dalad. Shaloi Ladalig Batoira Me Inyan Inyan Vedine Haftarah. Not to skip in the Torah from one Inyan to another and the laws of the Haftarah. Medalgin Banavi. Based on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Dalad, the Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes, you're allowed to skip in the Navi, but you're allowed to jump. Vein Medalgin Batoira. Can't jump in the Chumash, in the Torah. Mi parsha zu l'parsha acheres. V'hani mili b'shnei inyanim. That's two different topics. The Chashin Hashem tezbalbel das Hashemim. It will confound and confuse the opinion, it will confuse the listeners. Avo b'char inyana, but in one topic, for example, kugoin achrei mois va'ach be'asar, shekoin gadol kor b'yom ha'kippurim, medalgin. If it's one topic, it's skipping from the avoid of Yom Kippur to the karbonos that the kohen gadol reads on Yom Kippur, it's all the same subject, medalgin. V'ushala yikra al-peh, provided you don't read it by heart, she'asa likra shalai min ha'ksav, afilo tei va'achas, you can't even read, not from the ksav, one word. Which we mentioned, that's the danger of if a Baal Kori is not prepared and, you know, he's looking in the Chumash and looking in the Sefer Torah, he's convincing himself he's looking in the Sefer Torah. But he may just actually be looking in the Chumash, memorizing the word, without actually looking back into the Sefer Torah. Anyway, you're now to read even one word by heart. Uvanavi medalgin afilo b'shnei inyanim. In the Navi, you're allowed to skip even two things. Right, we do that on Yom Kippur by Maftar Yoina, where we read Yoina, and then we go to Mikel Kamahaicha. Where is that? Micha. Right, so we skip, and I think on Shabbos Shuvah we do that in the Haftorah, where we go from Hoshea. I don't remember. I think we skip in that Haftorah as well. You can't delay. You can't have downtime where the tzibur has to remain silent. You better put your stickies or stickets or your post-its or whatever they're called and get it. You need a smooth transition. And it also has to be in the same navi. Avominavi lenavi, from one to another in medalgin. Aye, but we said that we skip from Yoina to Micha. Uve treyos are medalgin minavi navi. In the treyos, so you could skip from one navi to another. Uvelvad shelo yedaleg misoif haserver tchilasei. But you can't jump mamish from the beginning to the end. That's too big of a jump. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ba navi. Hainu lefimash yadua. That is, based on what is known, the Medina in al haftar banavi psukim miyuchadim. It is known that according to the letter of the law, fundamentally, there are no designated psukim for the haftara. Rak shetzarch lios me ein hasidra. It just has to be connected to the parsha. So this week we say me noyach. Okay, me noyach. We got a noyach, you know. So even though usually the Haftarah is more connected than just one phrase, but that's all that's needed. Kil kaman mesoif simen tav chavches b'haga. V'ashmeinon demutter lahamafter ba'navi ladag miparshazu l'parsha acheres. And it's teaching me a chiddush that it's mutter for the one being mafter in the navi to jump from one parsha to another. V'chein ha'minog b'kama haftarah shemaisifin lahem psukim miparshas acheres. And that's the minog in many haftorahs, that we add psukim from other parshiyos. Bein medalgin b'torah haynu b'sheni v'chamishi. That's on Monday and Thursday. The tzarch midina likroi rak asar psukim l'tlasa gabre. On Monday and Thursday, where you have to read midin 10 psukim for three people. Hey, Gavri. Ein lekroisim lechachila bedilug. You shouldn't jump around. Rak haseder. It should be in order. Meaning in the parsha of the week in Noach, what do you mean jump around? There's no jumping around. You got to read the whole parsha. There's no possible application of don't jump around. Well, you have to read the parsha, and obviously it's going to be in order. But let's say on Monday and Thursday, all you need to do is read 10 psukim. So I might think, you know, you read 4 psukim here, 5 psukim here, 7 psukim here. No, don't do that. You should read them in order. Why? Why can't you jump around? Shema tizbaba, lefisha divrei Torah, divrei azharais. The words of Torah are warnings, va'anoshim, and punishments, umitzvahs, and commandments. V'tzarch shehi kansu b'leiv hashemim. They need to enter the heart of the listeners. Uchsha adam yoytse mishita l'shita. And when a person goes from one line to the next, enoy noyach lehizbainain. It's not easy to contemplate. Masha'in kein banaviyam. As opposed to the prophets. It's easier to contemplate because it's not azharois and anoshim and mitzvahs. It's more narrative. I, Bereshis. Isn't Bereshis more like narrative? Light plug. Right? I guess you could ask if this is the reason, if the reason is that Divrei Torah are Divrei Azharais, Anoshim, and Mitzvahs, why can't you skip in Bereshis? So you say, there's a mitzvah, there's Puravu. Okay, but I don't think there are any mitzvahs. Next week there's Mila. Vayera, there are no mitzvahs. It's all story. Unless we learn out Bikur Chaylem, we learn out Hachnasas Archim. Okay. So by the way, we learned something very important from here. That when the Baal Kareh reads, you need to listen carefully. Because Tzarech Shehi Kansu B'Leiv Hashem. So you say, does that mean I'm not allowed to read Parsha Sheets during Kriyas HaTorah? Yes, pal. That means you're not allowed to read Parsha Sheets. Is anyone allowed to read Parsha Sheets during Kriyas HaTorah? If your mother's Jewish, you can't read Parsha Sheets during Kriyas HaTorah. If your mother's not Jewish, you could read Parsha Sheets during Kriyas HaTorah. What about I need to say Tehillim? Yeah, you need to say Tehillim that Hashem should give you Siyata Deshmaya to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah and to have a little seichel that at the time of Kriyas HaTorah it's not the time to say Tehillim. So should I say it during Chazor Sashatz? If you say it during Chazor Sashatz, you should say Mimamakim, that God should save you from distorted priorities of saying Tehillim during Chazor Sashatz or during Davening. I don't think I ever mentioned that before. Okay. Anyway. But I want to say Pitam Aktoiras. Very good. Say it after davening. Say it when everyone leaves. After you finish davening, and you say Pesukah Dezimra with the Tzibor, and you say Shemana Esrei with the Tzibor, when davening is over, you could take out your klaf, and you could read it the rest of the day. Okay. Kugoin Acharei Mois V'ach B'Asar. Those are examples of skipping. Bechad Inyana. In other words, Chad inyana achrei mois to achba asar, you could skip. Ratzolimer afal pi sheyesh hefsek rabbe neyan, even though there's a big gap in between shezebe parshas achrei mois vezebe parshas emar. One is an achrei mois and one is an emar. Afil hachi kiven the tarvayu me inyan yom kippurim. Since they're both about the subject of yom kippur, mutar odalik v'kloisam yachad, you could skip and read them together. Fu adin ma shenoyagin betaynis tzibor kishachoyin vayichal beparshas sisa shemadalgin lepsolacha behem gam kein mitam shehem inyan echad. The reason we could jump from vayichal to psolacha is also for the reason that it's one inyan. As long as you don't read bal peh, but tzolaim adol kach yitir ledag v'ligla ha'sefer leparshas shnia. The reason they allowed you to jump and to roll to the second parsha, afdu min karmilsa, even though it's very recognizable, kadei shalei yavai l'kriyashniya ba'peh. So you don't come to read it ba'peh, v'zeh aser. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is kaloi marrying the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not randomly warning us not to read it bal peh. It's explaining why we allow you to roll in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah. Well, you know why you're allowed to roll in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah? Because you're not allowed to read bal peh. But that's provided that Shala Yishe Badilag B'inyan Sheyamdu HaTzibur B'shtika. We say B'navi Medalgin B'shnei Inyanim, as long as there's no downtime. Says Mishnah Berurah Shala Yishe B'zmanim HaYugim LaTargim Bein Pasuk LaPasuk. In those days, the minhag was to be matargim between one pasuk and another. Va'ashmeinan. By the way, the Teimanim still do that today, I believe. They still say the targum. I think their laning takes well over an hour. You know, their laning today takes well over an hour. Va'ashmeinan shiyu kroivim inyan zelazeh kokachat shal yish adil agyosim k'day shiyivsek hatorgman. The chiddush is that if you're going to skip in the Navi, the downtime cannot be longer than the amount of time it takes the Meturgaman to translate. It's not covered for the Tzibur to remain waiting in silence and waiting.
Aren't they in silence anyway, listening?
Silence meaning, you know, wait, twiddling their thumbs, nothing to do. No, it can't be longer than that because it's not nice for them to, after the Targum is over. Yeah. The Kasua Paiskim, the Bizmanenu, Shein Regil Matargim, Nami Shari. What about nowadays? Are you allowed to be Medalik Minavi Lenavi? There's no Targum. So if there's no Targum, you shouldn't be allowed to skip because people are waiting silently. Nami Shari. Kivan Shikol Haftarah Ksuvim Zvanein B'Kunshus B'Fnei Atzman. Because nowadays, there is a Haftarah book. Oy B'Chumashim. So then, if there's a Haftarah book, or Chumashim, then you could just put in stickets, post-its. Halo Yechol Asamin Ol Chapis Mar, Kol Apsukim Shayachim Laftarah Zu, V'lo Yiyat Sir B'Tzirim Lamed B'Shtika Aydei Zav, L'Chein Shari. Nowadays, if you're laning the Haftarah from a klaf and there's no rolling, you could jump however you want because you put a tissue to the right place. And so then you'll say, then it should be mutter even in two Nevi'im? It is! Then it should be mutter even from Yeshua to Divrei Hayamim? It's mutter. Umitam zeh mutter bizmanenu, afilu kisha psukim hei mishnei Nevi'im, v'afilu rechoikim zeh mizeh harbe. But lemaisa, that's if your shul is laning bidyeved from a haftarah book. But lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says later on in Reish Pei Dalet, bevadai roi v'nochen shiel lechol tzibur neviim haksubim agabe klaf shabaifin ze gam hashemos nechtavim bekdusha ma'ashein ken kishchnava on the yar hanitfas, and that was the minhag hagra, and many kilos do that. Obviously, if you can't afford it, you know. And everyone has their paper esroi cases because they can't afford the silver ones, so I'm sure they probably can't afford the klaf. But if, let's say, everyone has these silver esroi cases that cost thousands of dollars, then obviously they could afford a klaf, and then they need to purchase a klaf for their shul. The Shaar Tzion says nowadays that many people spend many money on these silver crowns for a Sefer Torah. Then they have to get a klaf. All these tachshitim are secondary to the klaf. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can't force the tzibur to buy a klaf. That's true. You can't force them to do anything, you know. No, but the Mishnah Berurah says that If your shul has beautiful tachshitim, you better make sure that they have a klaf for the Sefer Torah. But there certainly is an advantage of not having a klaf. This way you could jump around to wherever you want.
If you have a klaf, why can't you have two Nevi'im that open sideways? You're not rolling. You're going from one to the other.
You mean have two Nevi'im and they're both marked?
No, they don't be marked. One here, one next to it.
And the other one, and it's open next to it?
Yeah, or just open it up, and then you're up to it. opening up the other.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of a procedure. But certainly in one Navi, you understand, you know, you have to roll, and then that becomes an issue of Tircha D'Tzibura. Okay, we'll hold it over here. But even if a shul doesn't have a klaf, by the way, you could still love them. You should still love them. Just pointing out. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.